Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Now, Patton, you know I love you, but we can't be playing MC Hammer when we're about to have Ice Cube on our show.
I did not do that.
That was the automation.
Automation here.
Yeah, those
trying to get me in trouble.
Those are two different things, but we are excited and pleased here on WNSR to have the hip-hop legend, actor, director, and founder of the Big Three Basketball Tournament, the legendary Ice Cube, joins us. Cube, good morning, man. What's up?
Yo, what's happening with you? How you doing?
Man, this is surreal for me as a kid that grew up listening to NWA and all your solo projects and stuff like that. It's truly an honor to talk with you.
Appreciate it, man. It's great to talk to you guys.
Now, listen, before we get into the Big Three, if you could indulge me, as a lifelong hip-hop fan, I remember you were saying, you know, in the early days of NWA and everything going on in South Central Los Angeles, how, hey, we just wanted to make music for our neighborhood. You know, we just wanted to make, you know, make stuff for the homies around the way. Did you ever think back when you were, 19 years old doing the first NWA record that you would become what you've become in terms of a mogul and now, you know, the founder and owner of a basketball tournament and a worldwide superstar? I mean, what were your initial intentions back when you were young, growing up in South Central, getting into this music thing?
You know, just to have fun, do something positive and creative. You know, there's a lot of gang banging. It was like gang banging, sports, girls, selling dope. You know what I mean? It's like those were the trends that was going around, and very few people was doing hip-hop. So, I was 14 when I started.
Wow.
Going to the studio with Dr. Dre and hanging out. And, by 16, I wrote my first hit song, which was Boys in the Hood for Eazy-E.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we kind of said, okay, this is our style. This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the real stuff that's going on around here. And a lot of people discouraged us, man. You're not going to get on the radio. You're not going to go gold. You're not going to go platinum. You're not going to be a star. And we didn't care at that point. We were like, look, this is real. We're having fun. The people in the hood like it. Let's keep doing it. And little did we know it was going to blow up like this. Never in 1,000 years would I think that I'd be here, you know, with the Big Three. It's our seventh year.
Wow.
You know, the only professional 3-on-3 league in the world. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, last question along the hip-hop lines, then we'll get into the Big Three. You know, when Straight Outta Compton, the movie, came out, how cool was it, A, to have a movie about your life made, and B, how cool was it to have your son play you in the movie?
That's next level. Like, you know, in thinking about it, I'm saying, like, man, how can you equate this to anything? And I was saying, okay, it's like you win the Super Bowl and then your son wins the Super Bowl with the same team. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of, because, you know, NWA was the start of my career, and, you know, in some ways, NWA is the start of his career, but he's just in a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just surreal. You know, it's a part in the movie where Ice Cube is saying, I got a baby on the way, and the baby is him. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, man. Well, it's great to have you on. Legendary hip-hop mogul, founder of the Big Three Basketball Tournament, Ice Cube, joins us on WNSR.
Cube, I wanted to ask you about kind of the relationship, if at all, you have with the NBA right now. I saw your comments a couple months ago about how I almost feel like you're trying to bring you down at some points. In a perfect world, would you like to have some sort of relationship with the NBA?
Well, you know, if you really look at it, I got a great relationship with the players, the owners, the GMs, the scouts. It's just the top brass. You know, it's Adam Silver, And, you know, he's nervous about the victory. He thinks, you know, he thinks of it as boxing and UFC, and that the big three is a threat to the NBA's game.
Has he told you that, Adam? Has Adam Silver told you that?
Well, he hasn't said those words out of his mouth.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, when we met with him in 2016, he said, you know, the more basketball, the merrier. When he saw the product and saw how Brady was presented, he clammed up and then told everybody that they can't work with the big three, told announcers they can't mention the big three, blah, blah, this. And, you know, it's reverberated to ESPN and ABC because they're with the NBA and TNT is with the NBA.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's like it's foul. But they haven't stopped us. We're here. This is our seventh year coming to Nashville. Got the playoffs coming. It's a, you know, they can't stop the bum rush.
Well, you mentioned the presentation of the Big Three. What makes the Big Three so special from a viewing standpoint for the viewers and the people that want to come to the games?
What's the game played like it's supposed to be played? A lot of people are complaining about the NBA and the style of play. No defense. They just had a game that scored 200 points, all-star game. And nobody want to see that. You know, people want to see hard-nosed competition, in-your-face basketball, and that's what we play in the Big Three. Trash-talking, hand-checking. Players could beat themselves. And it's the culture. You know, it's the dog days of summer. Unless you know, love mid-season baseball, Big Three is perfect. You know, it's right after the NBA Finals, right before the NFL start. And so it's the perfect window to have a cool season like this. And we're picking up momentum every year. And it's time to do it in Nashville this year.
Why was Nashville one pick? And why now, in your opinion, Ice Cube?
Well, we've been trying to get there for the last 3 or 4 years, but scheduling just not come together. You know, a lot of things got to come together for us to play. And so it's been on our radar. It's a great town, you know, a lot of energy in that town. We played Memphis last year. The people were great. The building didn't treat us great, but the people did. And it's like, yo, Nashville, we got to get there. And so we're bringing the playoffs, like the cream of the crop, to Nashville, and it's going to be amazing. You know, August 11th.
August 11th. Well, listen, I'm sorry that Memphis didn't treat you guys right, but we promise you, you have my word, Ice Cube. If you come to Nashville, we will treat you like gold.
We coming, baby. August 11th, we're going to be at the Bridgestone Arena. You know, it's an affordable ticket, too. You know, it won't break the bank. And it's just amazing seeing these guys up close and personal playing 3-on-3.
How important is that as well, Ice Cube? You mentioned kind of the affordability behind it. Everybody can come. It's not one of those where anybody's getting priced out. It's basketball. Everybody loves basketball, so why not let everybody enjoy it?
To me, that's what it's all about. You know, for us to have an event like this, it got to be family friendly. And being family friendly is being friendly on that pocketbook. So you can bring the whole family. Like if you go to an NBA game, it's just the corporate buddies there. And you can feel it. But you come to our games, you know, just bring the kids from down the street, and it's so fun, and it's such a cool atmosphere, and it's different than the NBA. If you run up to Dr. J and ask for an autograph, nobody's going to tackle you and take you out the building, you know? Like, you get a picture from the Iceman, you know, everybody will let you take your picture. It's just, you know, it's a different atmosphere, and it's it's fun. I don't know if it's going to be anything popping on August 11th better than the Big Three in Nashville.
Did you ever think, Ice Cube, when you first started out, that the words Ice Cube and family friendly would be used in the same sentence?
you know, I didn't picture that.
You scared a lot of parents back in the day in middle America.
But what I realize is my fan base, they got kids and kids now. And so you got to do something for the kids or they won't know who the hell you are. So
right.
you got to do something for the kids so they know who you are. They think you're cool, too. And it's work.
Cube, the whole story about Caitlin Clark, you basically, correct me if I'm wrong, you did confirm that there is an offer out to Caitlin Clark. Is that offer still out on the table to come play in the Big Three?
Offer's still on the table. You know, we just hope she accepts it. And playing the Big Three, it'll be a huge statement. It'll be something that that makes history. And it'll be a new day in sports if she plays in the Big Three. And what's cool is we're opening and we've made a way where it won't affect any of her WNBA obligations at all.
Wow.
So she can, you know, it's gravy, baby. It's extra money and it's making a statement. And there's more money than they're going to give her in the WNBA.
When did you come up with that idea of maybe offering Caitlin Clark an opportunity to playing in the Big Three, Ice Cube?
Well, it was actually an idea that came up with my partner, Jeff Quinn. He brought it up. And we had thought about, you know, Maya Moore playing a few years back when she retired from the WNBA. But we realized, you know, we need a guard if we're gonna have any women play. It'd probably be a guard to be more successful at this point. So, you know, he said, you know, we just kind of brainstormed and powwowed on it and. That was a great idea, and we went after it.
Cube, how can people get more information about the event coming up on August 11th?
They can go to big3.com/tickets. And, you know, you're going to hear my big mouth all the way until August 11th. So,
well, we'd love to have you back on our show, if you don't mind.
Of course. Definitely coming back.
Well, Cube, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with everything with the Big Three. And, again, it's a real honor to talk with you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys, man. See y'all in August.
All right. Hey. We'll see you then.
I'll be there. Hell.
That didn't suck, did it?
Not
Ice
at all.
Cube. All right. We're going to take a short break. Barry Trotz is going to join us on the other side, the Preds GM. We did get a hold of him. We're looking forward to talking with him. Quick break. We're back after this.